I don't expect to see anything other than cosmetic relief in the immediate future. The longer term impacts, ponds and lakes drying up, streams going dry, it's going to take more than a 3 to 5 inch rainfall event over a course of several days to really start to bring relief from that. We're going to start seeing the short term relief. Grasses that have been brown this fall may start to green up. We're going to see some visible relief on the surface, but some of the underlying drought issues, replenishing subsoil moisture, and some of the longer-term issues that have cropped up during this multi-month drought are going to take considerable time to overcome.
USDA's latest topsoil reports indicates how important these rains are.
Topsoil moisture is rated 100%, very short to short in Alabama. Can't get any worse than that. 98% in Georgia, and also greater than 3/4, very short to short, in several other states in the southeast.
And Rippey says another wave of rain is expected across the southeast in a few days.
And then looking ahead to this weekend, yet another disturbance emerging from Texas could bring some more significant rainfall to the entire southeastern drought area. So with this procession of storms, 1, 2, 3, we could really be seeing some significant drought relief by the time we get through this weekend, as overall 5 to 7 day totals could ramp up to anywhere from 3 to 5 inches or more across the entire drought zone.
He said it will take a winter long of several sustained rain or snowfall events to start knocking this drought, but with La Nina in place, that could be a tall order.